Good morning, good people. It is 23rd November 2020. We celebrate the memorial of St. Columban, Abbot, and St. Clement, Pope and Martyr. The readings are from Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 to 5, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. Someone told me once when I was building churches in Zimbabwe that give God the best and nothing less than the best, we will be blessed with the best. The first reading presents us with a throng of selfless people who soaked their life with their sacrifices that strengthened and inspired the early communities to persevere in their faith as they faced the persecutions. Our sacrifices not only help the others but sustain them to come closer to God. It is our personal sacrifices that qualifies us to secure a place near God. The responsorial psalm praises, "Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them." Luke chapter 21 verse 3. The motivation or an external force cannot make us to give the best from the rest, thinking anything except God. Giving disciplines our selfishness, ego, and pride. A poor, a widow, and economically downtrodden could please the heart of Jesus by her simple gesture. Even though she was poor materially, yet she was rich and generous in her heart. Generosity is not a measure of mind, but of heart. The jar of flour will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 14. The Lord notices and rewards the generosity of heart. Do we give from the leftovers or from everything? We who are so blessed with innumerable blessings need to look at our selfless giving and its motives. Having a feeling of enough is the medicine for our being. Quote, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God can bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good works." 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 8. May the Lord kindly bless our hearts, so that we may give not to please people, but God. Have a lovely day. God bless you.